At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Emails suggest Atmos Energy knew about gas leaks in a neighborhood of Northwest Dallas before a house explosion there last month killed a 12-year-old girl. The Dallas Morning News obtained the utility's emails to the Texas Railroad Commission. One, dated 12 hours before the explosion, stated crews were repairing multiple gas leaks very close to the home that exploded. Investigative reporter Carrie Aspinwell talked about the emails and Atmos on Public Radio's Texas Standard.
They didn't evacuate the neighborhood. They didn't shut down the pipeline. So it raises questions about, should they have done more? Should they have notified the people in the area? Why didn't they seem as concerned about these two leaks as the neighbors did? Because a lot of neighbors had told us and had said at public meetings that they called and they could smell gas. They knew something was wrong.
After finding at least 28 leaks in pipes over 2 days, Atmos evacuated 2,800 homes. The company is in the midst of replacing steel distribution pipes in the neighborhood and service lines to individual homes. The family of a man from Dallas killed in a helicopter crash in New York Sunday has filed a lawsuit. The chopper went down during a photo shoot. The suit, filed yesterday in New York State Court, said the harnesses worn by Trevor Cadogan and four other passengers prevented them from escaping. Those passengers included Cadogan's friend, Dallas firefighter Brian McDaniel. Medical examiner said the passengers drowned when the charter helicopter capsized in the East River. The pilot survived. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages from Liberty Helicopters, the pilot, and others. But their attorney said the family mainly wants to end open-door flights for taking aerial photos. Minecraft is a popular video game that's sort of like virtual Legos. Players find blocks and can build whatever they want, by themselves or online with friends. Professors Corey Clark and John Wise at SMU are part of a team hoping to take advantage of Minecraft's popularity by using it in the battle against cancer. They spoke with KERA's Justin Martin.
John, your specialty is human biology, and the big goal for this project was to figure out how to disable a sort of a biological pump in the human body. Why?
Well, these pumps are normally in our bodies. They're normally protecting us from exposures to toxins. They keep bad things out of our cells. And that's a really good thing. But this good thing gets perverted in cancers because what will happen with a cancer cell is it'll overexpress these pumps and it will eliminate cancer chemotherapeutics from the cancer cells, which causes the cancer to become resistant. And so the goal of our research at SMU is to, we use a lot of high-performance computing facilities and biochemistry to discover compounds that will temporarily turn these pumps off during cancer chemotherapies.
Corey, your focus is on computer science and engineering. How can a video game help medical science?
So the idea is that video games themselves are all about learning. You're learning how to play a level, how to progress through a game. And so what we want to do is to use that human intuition piece and actually start taking data sets from medical problems like the chemotherapeutic problem and then integrate that in the game so it's part of the natural game itself. But every time somebody does something, it actually is helping us in the science as well.
Does like a computational equation come up on the screen? How does it work with the game itself? Do you know that you're working towards a problem, or?
So you don't have to. Now, of course, we tell people because that idea of, that you're making a positive impact is something that the players really enjoy as well. But we actually visualize the game, the data problems exactly in the same format of Minecraft. So there are colored blocks that are there. And your idea is that you're moving some blocks around to try to find specific properties of these compounds that John's working with to see which of those properties are the most important in being effective in the treatments.
Now, John, how hard is it generally to find new drugs to fight cancer or any disease for that matter?
Well, it's a very difficult problem. Discovering a molecule that has an effect in a biological system like this is the first step. And in the last 3 years or so, we've probably found 20 different molecules that positively affect this problem. Getting those drug-like molecules, they're not yet drugs, to the point where they could be entered in a clinic is probably one of the more difficult things you could do with success rates of maybe between 1% and 5% of molecules that enter such a program that actually end up in people.
How many people are involved in the project? And are they active participants? Do they have to fill out paperwork, or does the data get logged immediately?
It's all the platform, the human platform, is actually what we're using. And it actually collects the data, sends it to the back end, allows us to analyze it from that point. So people, when they're playing the games, they just play, and all the data comes back. And we actually have the ability to upload new data sets so we can constantly feed the games at runtime.
Given all of this, how close are you to finding better treatment, do you think?
I think we're very close to it. We've identified some really good compounds that we believe we can develop, and we're actively working on developing those to be of pharmaceutical-like compounds that we can put into animals and eventually people. I think we can do that. And as I said before, maybe 1% of these molecules can make it to humans. That means at the beginning you need 100 of them. And so finding that 100 starting molecules with what we learned from Minecraft is going to be really a big deal to us.
Corey Clark and John Wise, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And finally, the first of seven Texas schools competing in this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament takes the court this evening. Texas Southern University faces North Carolina Central at 5:40. In the forecast, sunny skies, high around 68 expected today. Temperatures drop to 49 overnight. Tomorrow's high around 75. It's 41 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.